Cabinet approval of 10-year road investment plan. EFF condemns acquittal of Livingstone Mayor, alleges selected justice under the UPND. Leader of South Africa's second largest opposition party to step down. Kawe Warriors bounce back with crucial win over Muza FC.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. Information and Media Minister Cornelius Mwetwa says Cabinet has approved the Road Sector Investment Plan 3, also known as RoadSIP 3, covering the period from 2025 to 2035. Speaking in a press briefing on the decisions made by Cabinet at the first Cabinet meeting held on Monday, 2nd February 2026, which was chaired by President Hakainde Hichilema, Mr. Mwetwa said the plan will provide a clear framework to guide the investments in the road sector and ensure sustainable development of the country's road network. He noted that while previous road investment plans and programs have improved Zambia's road infrastructure, challenges such as rising road sector debt and the absence of a coordinated medium to long-term implementation plan over the past 12 years prompted the need for RoadSIP 3. Mr. Mwetwa said the new plan will help ensure that roads are developed and maintained in a sustainable manner, enabling the sector to effectively contribute to economic and social development. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwetwa announced that Cabinet has approved the issuance of the tolls regulations over 2026 to allow for the commencement of operations at the newly constructed Tom Mutine Toll Plaza. The toll plaza is located on the Ndola Sakanya Mufulira Road and has been developed under a public-private partnership arrangement. Mr. Mwetwa said the operationalization of the toll plaza will improve transport efficiency by providing a faster and more reliable corridor, especially for cross-border traffic and port-related economic activities.
That the road sector is capable of contributing to the economic and social development of our country. Over the years, governments, in collaboration with its cooperating partners, has implemented road sector SIP 1 and 2 and other road development programs and projects which have resulted in improved road network in our country. Despite this, several key concerns have arisen that RoadSIP 3 seeks to address, and these include increasing road sector debt, lack of sector investment plan, and lack of a coordinated medium to long-term sector implementation plan.
The Economic Freedom Fighters has criticized the acquittal of Livingstone Mayor Constance Muleavai in a corruption case, describing the court decision as a national embarrassment and evidence of selective application of the law under the UPND administration. In a statement, EFF President Kasonde Mwenda said the Livingstone Magistrate Court had itself established that Mayor Muleavai, in her official capacity, corruptly obtained 180,000 kwacha in a gratification in exchange for securing a 100% remission of property rates owed to the Livingstone City Council by Zamnuka Farm Limited. Mr. Mwenda quoted the court as stating that the prosecution had proven the accused did corruptly obtain a cash gratification in the sum of 180,000 kwacha. However, he said the mayor was acquitted on the basis that the state failed to prove the precise route through which the money reached her. According to the EFF, the acquittal amounted to justice being defeated on technical grounds rather than finding that corruption had not occurred. Mr. Mwenda argued that the Anti-Corruption Act No. 3 of 2012 criminalizes the receipt of gratification, whether obtained directly or indirectly, including through third parties, and that the facts, as established by the court, met this legal threshold. The EFF leader also accused the government of using state institutions to target opposition figures while shielding officials aligned to the ruling party, a practice he described as lawfare. He warned that such trends were eroding public confidence in the judiciary and undermining the rule of law.
In a shocking but revealing judgment, the Livingstone Magistrate Court expressly established that the accused, in her official capacity as mayor, corruptly obtained a bribe amounting to 180,000 in exchange for securing 100% remission of property rights owed to the Livingstone City Council by Zamuka Farm Limited, a private entity. The court stated, and we quote, "The state has established that the accused in her capacity as mayor in Livingstone did corruptly obtain a cash gratification in the sum of 180,000. End of quote. Despite this clear finding of fact, the accused was acquitted, not because corruption did not occur, but because the prosecution allegedly failed to prove the precise route through which the corruption reached her. This judgment does not uphold justice. It reduces justice to a technical escape route for the politically protected."
Zambia has been urged to urgently invest in high-speed and electrified railway infrastructure to secure long-term economic growth and protect future generations. Energy expert Boniface Zulu says the country can no longer delay bold infrastructure decisions as the cost of living rises and demand for transport, energy and housing continues to grow. In a statement issued to the media, Mr. Zulu said modern rail systems would allow faster movement of goods and services across provinces, reducing transport costs and boosting trade, noting that farmers should be able to move produce from rural areas to Lusaka and the Copper Belt within hours instead of days. He added that a nationwide rail network would help decentralize government services, reduce over-concentration in Lusaka, and promote balanced regional development. He said electrified railways would cut reliance on imported fuel, protect transport costs from global oil price shocks, and support industrialization, job creation, and value addition. He called for immediate long-term planning, public-private partnerships, and greater involvement of young engineers and universities in delivering what he describes as a generational project. In another development, a serious water crisis has emerged in Chirundu District, where residents have for a prolonged period been forced to consume contaminated water, leading to a surge in waterborne diseases and repeated visits to local health facilities. The situation has been described as dire, with reports of deaths linked to waterborne illnesses, while others have reportedly lost their lives to crocodile attacks after resorting to fetching water directly from the nearby river due to the lack of safe alternatives. The issue came to light during a visit to the border town by Democratic Union President Akim Jovu, who toured the area to assess the challenges faced by residents. Community members told Mr. Njovu that the brownish, visibly polluted water they consume poses serious health risks and appealed for urgent intervention from relevant authorities. Mr. Njovu expressed concern that Chirundu continues to face acute water shortages despite being located near a major river that could potentially be harnessed to provide clean and safe water to the community. While acknowledging that several parts of the country have recently experienced water challenges, the opposition leader questioned why such problems persist in Zambia, noting the country accounts for about 40% of the Southern African Development Community's water bodies. He has since called on the government to act swiftly to address the water crisis in Chirundu, warning that continued inaction could result in further loss of life and worsening public health conditions.
So that we'll take it upon ourselves, we'll engage the government so that they tell us why you are not having good water here. Because you're supposed to have good water. My UN Sustainable Development Goals, you're supposed you water, but why is the government failing?